This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week to make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden.
And before we introduce our guests, I want to give them a little bit of an intro here. You know, let's just get this going here.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
You may know our guest from a previous appearance on this podcast.
We have this whole song on the board now that rules.
Coming in at 6'11", probably.
Right. Yep.
From Portland, Oregon area.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
An ass that just won't quit.
That's right. Make some noise for two-time guest, Luke Moniz.
Scottie Pippen.
Now, am I the first? I'm the first two-timer?
You are. Yeah.
Well, let the whole song
no
play.
No one's getting two-timed here.
maybe my ex-wife.
Come on.
Scottie Pippen is dream guest. You have to get Scottie Pippen on.
Yeah, he's probably really funny, right?
I want to get him on and ask him questions about Michael Jordan. I'm sure he hates that so much.
Yeah.
Dan Perlman just went on Dennis Rodman's podcast.
Dennis Rodman seems like he'd have a decent podcast because he's buck-ass crazy.
Yeah, that's right. He went anti-Semitic real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the podcast?
Oh, boy.
You guys are good with money, right? Yeah. What's going on?
Well,
Jews are weird. Like, what?
I've got a live hook nose with me today here in the Dennis Rodman podcast. Jesus Christ.
In the flesh, the untattooed and left he wants to be buried in the cemetery flesh. A real live Jewish man.
It's also dude, you're weird. You're Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, come on. You don't get to call anybody weird if you're Dennis Rodman.
You're the quintessential weird guy.
Weirdo.
You look like an alien, sir.
Just kind of gesturing at him. Yeah. Like, you know, hey, come on. You can't call me weird.
Yeah. Come on.
Which one of us was in a movie? Okay, you know, being in a movie with John Clement, that's pretty awesome. So, you know what? I take it back. Luke is here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me,
on
guys.
This famous day. I'm glad you took your time out from. I assume otherwise you were going to be drinking until throwing up on the street.
Exactly. St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, seems, you know, what a cool, fun thing.
Did people ever bother you about that growing up?
Not really.
Because it's with a D.
Yeah, well,
who knows what it's
called? Well, St. Patrick is spelled with a T.
I understand that, but St. Paddy is with a D.
Yeah,
it's a little bit. Also do Patty, Patty. People are a little loose with the name. In my opinion, it's a little bit. It feels a little diminutive to me.
It really does.
You know, it's kind of like how the Irish were slaves when they first came to this country.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Have you ever thought about how when you get old, you have to start wearing like one of those like Irish caps.
I do not.
And
have
like
to do that.
The name, but having the name Patty,
it's like you have to.
But having the name Patty is already pretty good. But when you're like an old Irish man, dude, that's gonna roll.
You're gonna have to enter a serious vest phase.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're just gonna get bought like drinks at bars for no reason. People are just like that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's I'll die getting angry at somebody for messing up something.
Just
when
beat
I'm like
red.
90. That's like my dad's dad. He basically
just got angry. He got in an argument.
He was in the nursing home and somebody messed up his laundry and he was not. And that was sort of like it set him off a little bit.
R.I.P.
Oh, it's a dog.
R.I.P. Another Irish man getting so mad he died. I feel like I should also say that I don't know what's going on, but something with my medication maybe, I feel incredibly loopy. So get ready for that. Enjoy the podcast.
That's right. So I have a little gripe about St. Patrick's Day while we're on the subject here. Today Pitbull did a post. Pitbull, you know, Mr. Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly.
It says, channel the luck of the 305 and have yourself a happy, safe, and unforgettable St. Patrick's Day, Dolly. You know, Dale. I just want to say that's stolen valor.
It really is.
I like the Dale. I like that
he's not Irish, and his name is not Patrick. There's nothing there.
Also, like this kind of weird mapping of like the luck of the 305.
Luck of Miami
the
area.
Luck
code.
Of the 305.
Yeah, you know how everyone in Miami is very lucky.
Yeah, it's really forcing.
No one
it.
Down on their luck in Miami.
Rally around that famous Irish cry of Dale. I like that Dale is like Pitbull's amen. It's just at the end of like every sentence.
It's like
praise be our Lord up in heaven, Dale.
It's like, hey, Pitbull, talk to me when you've driven the snakes off an island, okay? Then we can talk about making you a saint.
That thing that's definitely central to St. Patrick's Day in America.
It's very real. He drove the snakes.
This is a real serious, sincere thing for you.
No snakes in Ireland.
Because he took the snakes away.
Here's a good novelty T-shirt. It's St. Patrick and he's driving the snakes. He's in a convertible with sunglasses.
They all have sunglasses on too.
Yeah, they're leaning out.
And the sign says now leaving Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. St. Patrick
taking that bridge off of Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
The bridge that we all know.
Ocean.
No, he's driving across the border into Northern Ireland, and then they're gonna
maybe that doesn't count.
I feel like St. Patrick's Day is, at least on my way here, I think it's like out of fashion unless you're like really like a broed out. Old people do. So it's like, I felt like here it was like there was some sort of holiday for only old people happening where there were a lot of drunk looking old men standing around, but nobody else was drunk, just a lot of drunk elderlies.
You think that's what St. Patrick's Day is?
No, I noticed that today.
If we went to Murray Hill right now, it'd be a war zone.
Also, Saturday, for whatever reason, it happens a lot more on Saturday. So today is kind of it's the official St. Patrick's Day.
The real heads are doing it today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like in Bayside, they're hammered
they're they're blacked out. In Ireland, they're probably going crazy.
They're losing it.
They're losing it.
I think they all just go to church. I don't know. I forget. It's not as big a deal there in the same way.
Which is funny.
It's the first time ever that Americans have taken something and made it gross and crass and not,
Yeah. Just roll them all together. Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day. Just smash them all together and be like, drink about another country day. Yeah. Everyone get fucking wasted.
SantaCon.
Oh, God. SantaCon's some of the worst. Like, the worst of any of them. And it's not... That one people lean into so hard, and it's not a real thing at all.
I think it's pretty cool.
Patty loves SantaCon.
When was the last time you participated in SantaCon?
Oh, it's been a long time. I would say I was probably like 28, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, that's old for it as well. But it also didn't really start until I was like 25.
Right.
That I was aware of.
Yeah, there was a grace period. You were grandfathered in.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's for charity or whatever.
Right,
that's my favorite thing about it. It's like, it's for charity. It's like, where did you give the money to charity? Right. Oh, I didn't. Well, I mean. Okay, but I'm like, but it's like helping though.
I threw up in the Salvation Army bucket.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys all arrange a donation or something? No, I just came to this. Okay, wait. Okay, now I see why you're saying it might not be. All right, yeah.
It's my new thing, just yelling at people. It's for charity. Anytime I do anything wrong.
It started. I feel like it did start nobly initially, and then it just became this drinking.
Right, because it was like maybe this one guy and like his 15 friends like could handle doing a pub crawl without like the authorities having to get involved or whatever.
Well, I mean that's obviously what always happens though, because somebody invents like, hey, this is a little day for us, and then you get people who are just like clawing. Yeah. At the walls for any excuse to get in undescribably wasted.
Yeah.
And they're like, you do what? Oh yeah, I love charity, bro. I love Santa.
I want to get like person from England on holiday in Spain wasted. Into a car to sleep in it.
Let me get. I'm about to get fucking Australian tourists fucked up. I'm gonna get shit wasted, dude. I think.
I'm
going
to go to a comedy
pic?
Show for some reason. Australians love comedy shows.
They love it. They love showing up.
A Tinder picture of someone at SantaCon would be like, I would feel the same amount of like distress as if someone had a picture on their profile of them like actively kicking a dog. Like that would be like the level I'd just be
I don't think anybody's doing that.
At SantaCon while also in the sling, like doing a zip line at Machu Picchu, somehow with Jimmy
fish.
With Jimmy Fallon also and a big tiger.
Doing
everything all in one picture.
Doing a zip line with a fish, just like zoom.
Also the wax museum. I feel like that. Back when I was on the apps.
That would be very funny. What if your Tinder profile was like 6 pictures of you at a wax museum. Every picture is you with a different wax celebrity.
I'm going to break up with my girlfriend just to get back on Tinder for that bit.
Yeah. There's like 6, like, oh, a wax museum. Cool. Second picture. Whoa. Okay. Like 6
These are all pictures.
Pictures
of this tall guy next to Wax Diddy. This guy loves Wax Diddy. What's going on?
It's rude.
Did they fix the... Because that was a story we left on the cutting room floor. The
Oh, yeah?
Somebody knocked the head off of the Diddy at Madame Tussauds.
Which
one?
Times Square. Oh, in Times Square.
And ran away.
I have to say, I'm surprised he made the cut.
He was pretty famous.
I was trying to figure out if that was a pun.
I'm surprised he made the cut
to get a statue
there. I mean, they must be pretty crowded.
They have a warehouse
Diddy,
in Jersey.
Diddy
where
was very
out the
big
ones.
Yeah.
In like at a certain point. Like,
I guess, but
I mean, do you retire wax statues? Do they melt them down?
Put them back in the warehouse, melt them down, turn it into, you know.
It's like in Westworld where they have all the hosts all standing naked.
Yeah. You turn them
into the first thing they do is they take all their clothes off.
1,000 naked Diddies.
Yeah. He gets reconstituted into the yodeling kids, the yodeling cowboy kids.
Yeah.
This fall on HBO, Diddy World.
That's
a world entirely occupied by
Madame Tussauds. Is they sculpt them nude and they give them all their tattoos and they get figure out what their genitals look like and then they put the clothes on.
Right.
So it's a little treat just for the wax sculptors.
I feel like you guys aren't imagining Diddy World. I would just like to say that.
Well, yeah.
Hundreds of Diddies. But it's still a Western theme for some reason, but they're all Diddy.
Right.
And then there's one Diddy Kong.
And they all have different, each one goes by a different one of the names he decided to use for various periods of time.
This is the Puffy Room.
Yeah.
Now he's just, I think he's Puff Daddy. He's Diddy now. No.
I think he went back to Puff Daddy. Because
he was Puff Daddy, then he was Puffy, then he was P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, then he was Diddy.
Then he was Diddy.
I think he's back to Puff Daddy.
And then there was also a couple other ones in there.
He had one that was
He want to be called Diddy Dirty Money for a while or something?
Yeah, that was in 2010. He wanted to be Diddy Dirty Money.
Just like the man was called that name. Seems like a little bit. Let's see what he is currently.
The history.
We'll check Wikipedia.
What is he right now?
Bad boy for life.
Okay, according to his Twitter, he's just Diddy.
Great music video on this, by the way.
Also, this is his, he's doing the heart hands, you know, but over his one of his eyes. That's his avatar.
Wow, that's an amazing avatar.
Which is very nice, I think.
We can be.
He also, he wanted to be Brother Love at one point.
Yes, he did.
When was he Brother Love? Let's see. Do we have a
timeline?
I can
actually imagine this music video in my head too. It's very good. He's in a bathroom and he's hitting a golf ball that says Bad Boy Records on it into a rich man's house.
Now I have a question. Did something happen to Farnsworth Bentley? Did he pass away? Why haven't I heard about Farnsworth Bentley? Where is he?
I don't think the question "What happened to Farnsworth Bentley" is one that I expected to hear today.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, you expect all kinds of things, but okay, Farnsworth Bentley, let's find out right now.
I feel like Farnsworth Bentley was always a deeply, like, sort of problematic thing.
Well, yeah, because it was, everything was like, that was a real 2003 kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was he's got this guy who just carries his umbrella, and that's all he does. And people were like, cool.
Nice.
And then
he
disappeared.
Like, he dressed like a cartoon butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dressed like an animal that had been turned into a man.
Okay.
Used to be a mouse or something.
I'm gonna get.
Where is he?
Okay, so there's not a whole lot on his current status.
I certainly hope. I bet.
His Wikipedia, the headers are music, other media work, public service, works.
He held an umbrella for starving children.
The last thing he's listed as being involved in is From G's to Gents, which I guess was a TV show in 2010.
Yeah, Riff Raff is from that.
10 years ago.
Okay,
he created Riff Raff.
And then Wikipedia just ends after that.
Yeah.
It just becomes a blank page.
I'm gonna go ahead and say he died of a rattlesnake bite. That's my new one for anything.
I'm bet he's big on Cameo. That's so right.
His Cameo. Yeah, he's 45.
Okay.
Just that's a piece of information. He put an album out in 2011, so that's one thing he did.
There's got to be some guy out there who's like, I love this music.
He has writing credits on Yeezus for Black Skinhead.
Really?
Hold My Liquor and On Sight, 3 songs from Yeezus.
Wow,
those are good songs.
Yeah.
So there you go. So the joke's on you.
This is
music that you enjoy.
It was like Fonz. He was like Because you know how most rappers have, like, a weed guy that just, like, their job on the bus is to, like, have everything illegal on them all the time?
Have weed, yeah.
That was, like... Like, Farnsworth Bentley was, like a PG-rated version of, like, Diddy's weed guy, except instead of weed, he had an umbrella.
Well, that's because the umbrella was actually one of those, like, umbrellas the Penguin has. That was actually a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was actually a gun guy.
That would be so... That would surprise me not at all if, like, that was in some, like, VH1 Behind the Music. Farnsworth Bentley was like, there was a sword in that umbrella the entire time. I was ready to kill.
I'm sure there was.
I was ready to throw down to protect brother love. Like depending on, like, if the interview took place during that, like, six-month period, it's like, well, that's what we got to call him.
Who's brother love?
It seems like he would have been, like, a Manchurian Candidate type thing where somebody, like, if you whisper Farnsworth Bentley, like, the right phrase, he just, like, kills the president.
Like, I remember back in the 90s. Like when he was, like, dating Jennifer Lopez, like, or 90s, early 2000s, and all, Puff Daddy was, like, the primo, like, old angry white guy mad that rap music exists thing to, like, pretend not to understand what Puff Daddy is. Like, Puff Diddly, whatever. Yeah.
It was kind of the hacky thing for people to say.
It's like three syllables, two words. Yeah. Not hard.
Well, who, Puff Daddy?
Hey, you got it, man.
I feel like, that was
just,
that was
shock jocks being like, I gotta learn this guy's name is Puff Daddy. I don't know what it is. Anyways, you're listening to, like, Shock Jock and the Bear.
Yeah.
Like, just choose a
Bubba
name.
The Love Sponge.
Now, is the song just playing in my head?
No.
I think it just ended.
We listened to the full length of Bad Boy for Life. You are welcome.
We should do that in the background, but, like, cut out the backing music every time somebody makes some noise, like a DJ on, like, a Friday night on, like, a radio station. Or it's like, hope you guys are having fun. Hey, what's going on?
Just constantly.
Like, is this not making anyone else go insane? I'm trying to salsa dance here, okay?
This is what, you guys brought me on here to just drive me into insanity.
That's right.
Well, this has been Puff Daddy talk.
Yeah. So now we know what Farnsworth Bentley
welcome
is up
to. Welcome to the Puff Cast.
Well, I feel like we know less about what he's up to.
Well, that's true. We don't know anything about what he's up to currently.
We know about what happened to him in 2005.
We know what got him here.
That's true.
Farnsworth Bentley.
He's not dead.
Reach out to us on Twitter. Let us know what you're up to.
Yeah, hey, sound off. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Farnsworth.
Yeah. Shoot us an ask on Tumblr, Farnsworth.
Find our curious cat.
Yeah.
Which is a curious cat, for those of you who don't know, it's a platform where you sign up to get abused by people anonymously online.
Oh, yeah. It's like that other one that was around for a while, Formspring. It was just like,
Formspring is brutal.
You don't have to say who you are. You can ask me any questions you want. It's like, well, why don't you shoot yourself? It's like, this doesn't really seem
the worst. I don't know why people did that. I remember, like, people signing up for that.
It had to be such... I couldn't understand the people that would do it, because it was like, I was like, that would ruin me.
It's,
like,
the kind of person who thinks everyone has a crush on them.
Yeah.
It's the, like, only thing it could be.
It's like just being like, there's just absolute monkey's paw. Like, but it's like, you know it's a monkey. Like, you know it's going to go bad. There's not even, like, a good, what's the best outcome of Curious Cat or Formspring? If someone sends you a message, it's like, hey, you're cute. And then, like, 40 people are like, I hope you die today. Like, oh, no.
Why don't you feel about yourself the way I feel about you?
Is that, I feel like it has to almost, is that a play on words that they call it curious cat? Because, like, curiosity killed the cat. It's like, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, they know inherently this is a thing that's going to only hurt people.
It's an evil service. They did it on purpose.
Yeah. Curious cat seems like something a bad therapist would make you do. It's just like, text your friends and ask them what they don't like about you.
It's like a startup run by the devil.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a meeting, and we're going to put you behind a two-way mirror, and we're going to have all your friends here, and we're going to ask them to be honest about what they think about you, and you can just kind of hang out behind the mirror.
It's like it's
they
like
can't
a
hear
performance
you if you scream,
art.
Sob, or anything. You know?
Yeah. It's like something you'd see in, like, a gallery. It was like, I'm going to stand behind this black sheet and have mean things yelled at me for an hour.
When was that around? Or is that still around?
I think it still exists.
It's still around.
Well, Formspring.
I think Kath is on it. Kath is a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
But she's made comments like the guy who wants to shave my head and pull all my teeth or something. And it's like, why are you doing this to yourself?
We gotta give him more opportunities to reach out.
Yeah.
The pulling teeth.
So I would like to just, I'm going to go out there and be sincere for a minute. Hey, knock it off, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Kath, is this guy bothering you? And the answer is yes.
It certainly sounds like it.
I don't let any of my friends get all their teeth pulled out, and that's a promise.
Yeah. If anybody's going to pull out my friend's teeth, it's going
to
be me.
Yeah.
What happens to you in your life that becomes your thing?
I don't know.
Formative years, probably some sort of, like, basement.
Yeah.
Just web forums, like a real Ed Gein situation.
The way all of us, you know.
Just like some like mother with like a lit cigarette calling you like a filthy boy for like 4 years.
Yeah, nothing
or
above
like that.
Nothing above the ground.
Yeah, no. This is all
it's
subterranean.
Like a flashback,
yeah,
flashback
very
in
subterranean
like a Rob
development
Zombie movie. That's oh, yeah, that's your childhood.
Yeah.
Hey, well, in honor of our guest to help him feel at home.
Thank you.
We have an episode comprised entirely of stories about animals.
Now, it's why would you guys animals think I would? That, why would you're pandering to me because I like animals? You know who likes animals? Everybody.
Not
Luke,
everybody.
Luke the Animal Moniz.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what we call him.
That's fine.
That's what he's known as around the scene.
Oh, Jesus. What did I? What is this?
Luke,
what is this?
Luke the Big Horse. That's what I call him.
Persona I've carved out for myself that this
you're
is
the,
what...
You're the one that has the joke about, like, if you see a moose, it would change your life.
That's true. Well,
do
I
you
think
know
it's
how,
true.
Do you know how bad now at Karma 1 week I want to bring you up as just the horseman and never explain why? Just everyone, put your hands together. Very funny. Glad to have him. It's the horseman.
You have to no, walk not up. My name?
No. Not your name at all. Just the
I,
horseman.
I do. Some horse jokes, I'd get out of there.
They would just think you're,
Would you? Because you'd have to like lean into it. Otherwise, people would be like, well, he doesn't even have jokes about horses. You have that one joke about a horse.
I have a couple of horse jokes. I have my moose joke. And yeah, I mean, look, we all have joke. We all have a 10-minute set about animals, right? Yeah. Hello? Right.
Hey, you guys, you got any material on that? Like, when people ask you that, it's like, no, I haven't. I don't have anything. Yeah. Nothing occurred to me. Yeah.
Me running bits by old grizzled stand up comedians. Hey, anybody got anything on a mongoose? They're like, what? Who are you?
Luke, I don't want to upset you, but you're actually sitting in a forest right now by yourself. You're sitting in a wooded forest talking to two faces carved into a tree.
We need more woodland comedy.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Hey, let's get this
thing going. Ever notice how chipmunks be scrambling? That's my woodland comedy.
Scrambling?
Yeah.
That is not what they do.
Yeah, it is. Look one up. Shelby, pull up a chipmunk. No, don't. All right. Number five is, I believe.
You know what's so funny is I always thought you were the one who did the countdown, but it's Dan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Dan Chamberlain.
But you guys have just such a similar voice.
Yeah, we went out to find someone who sounds like me.
it's
to do
me,
that.
Eli.
Well, it's I do kinda... that. I do that one bit that I figured out is just Dan's voice, the Ruby bit.
Oh yeah,
just
right,
like,
my favorite.
Dan
my favorite
Chamberlain.
Bit. Yeah.
Number five.
Yeah, and Dan was a guest on the show with Eli while I was out, and it was just
it was stereo.
I'm hearing double.
There's just no
four
way.
Eli's.
Yeah, he'd be able to and the countdown voice.
Yeah, we were just like mashing the soundboard. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, just
hello.
Welcome to. All right, so number five comes to us from Vermont. The New Hampshire of the North, they call it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think you'll find that's true.
Facts are important.
They are.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
They also don't care about your feelings. That's true. facts matter, right? Well, which one of the news stations is that?
Facts. Fuck you, facts. That's what I say. Anyways.
What's
so
a fact?
This town in Vermont has received a new mayor. They have elected Lincoln. And you're thinking, well, what a strange thing for a man to have but one name.
Yeah.
And he's not
weird.
A man.
He's like Cher.
He's a goat.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's a 3-year-old goat.
What?
He's the new mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont.
And he was elected fairly?
Yep. How did 13 this, votes.
How did, what, hang on.
These people, I mean, this is crazy.
13 votes for the win for Lincoln the goat.
How many people live in this town?
I don't know.
Three.
This is what happens when you don't vote.
What is it, Fairhaven, Vermont?
This is,
every vote
you know,
counts.
This is why you got to turn out.
I don't
or
even.
Else you get a fucking goat.
It's like what level are our politics where people are joke voting in a goat to be mayor?
Maybe he's a good goat.
Well, you had like college elections. You did like joke write-ins, right?
But this is a town
in Vermont.
Guess, you know, they're independent-minded. They don't, you know, whatever.
I just like idea of like an angry goat like stomping on a pothole, and they're like, he cares.
Yeah.
He really gives a shit.
So Fairhaven, Vermont has 2,734 people. So how he won by 13 votes?
No,
he won with 13 votes.
13 it says with
voted.
13 votes.
What
here, I'll do a little more research.
This election?
Here. I'm going to the Rutland Herald's website.
That's right. I think that's legit. I've heard of Rutland.
Yeah, let's see here.
Fair enough.
Native
people. Who lost to the goat?
Bernie. Okay.
The goat ran against the concept of socialism and lost. So famous people
this is fake. This sucks.
Uh-oh. We're exposing. We're doxing. We're destroying our own story as it's happening.
This is not. It's like a fake thing. It was all pets.
Oh.
New York Post, you fucking research.
Do some more content.
They're like, a goat is mayor, and then they're like,
the
no.
New York Post would do this.
What happens when there's a fake story in the countdown? This feels like a tear in the simulation.
That's don't know. Yeah, but shut it down.
Can I just say, speaking of simulation, I saw a guy today outside of my apartment just leaf blowing trash around the sidewalk, and he wasn't moving it in any direction. I was just like, it didn't even feel like it was like a tiny leaf blower. And I was like, this just feels like there's a glitch where like. I'm not even.
He just starts repeatedly walking into a tree.
Yeah.
not even doing anything.
Your collision detection is down.
Did he have sunglasses and an earpiece? I love the idea that's just like an undercover cop that's like got to not only attract any attention. Just leaf blowing.
There were no leaves anywhere. It was just so weird.
I like how that's an even lower effort cleaning job than the hose.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the
hose. The cold water. It's like, hey, it's fine now, and it's like, well, not really, but okay. Oh, it's like now it's just air. Now it's just we're blowing,
moving
out.
It lightly around.
Yeah, I'm gonna get all these cigarette butts off my sidewalk. You know, when I'm done, this water is gonna turn into just an absolute death trap. It's gonna be just a sheet of injury for anyone who goes by. I want my fucking front stoop to just be a danger to everyone.
So whatever. They had an election for the pets.
Yeah, it's so the goat is mayor of all the pets.
Okay.
So.
Oh God! And this is one of those things where it's like, aren't we cool and spunky as a town?
Yeah. 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 Which is fun. It's a good goat.
I mean, I like the idea of somebody taking it really seriously, though.
It got sworn in and then immediately took a shit in front of the whole town. That's pretty cool.
Reminds me of the damn president.
Yeah. What is this, a goat or the president of the United States?
I've just gotten news that the president's a damn Cheeto.
Just news alert.
The chopper's taking off. He just resigned.
Can't wait.
Send this out. Tell them how to take those motherfuckers down. Say he's Cheeto.
It's the Americans. Well, what do they plan to do? It's about time.
Bulletin. Just in.
Instead of aliens, it's just fascists.
Yeah.
It's just, well, you talk about them on a podcast.
Like, take them down. Comedy's a sword, baby. Sharpen it.
So who would he be? Any
the second the runner-up was a Boston Terrier named, this is so strange, named Sammy Viger,
loser.
Which is just like a human's name. It's both two names.
Maybe Sammy, his name is Sammy and the owner's last name is Viger.
Yeah, but they would have had to describe.
Yeah, it's not
you
that
hard. You have to enter it as Sammy Viger.
It is strange. It's like, and the dog, John Johansson.
Yeah.
Well, they're glory hogs. They want the credit. Maybe that's why they didn't vote for him. It's like I don't need to know who the family is.
Yeah. It's
we know you own
Fighter's
chain of muffler places. Yeah.
You're the muffler only places. Muffler place in town. I also don't like when people do that with their dogs. Like, and this is our dog, Spunky Monus. You know.
Oh yeah. It's funny when it is like a very doggy name.
It's like show me the adoption papers.
Yeah. This is.
This is like, this is our dog, Pickles McLaughlin. It's like, what the fuck?
Dogs don't have surnames.
That's a good time, actually. If the dog's name is Pickles, I'm back on board. I'm sorry. You know, maybe I am the animal guy. Jesus.
Yeah. You're finding it up.
I should become a reptile guy instead of a comedian.
So tough time for the Viger family. So they really blew it.
Viger came in second with 11 votes
because everyone knows that. First of all, turnout for this is abysmal.
Yeah, it literally lost to a stray goat, just a goat they found. We bought the dog for this election.
It didn't have a name either. It just it was like Sassy, and then no one was just like the goat.
Someone wrote in, "How about that goat over there?
We've been grooming you for 4 years. Yeah, exactly. That's 28 dog years."
So we got this from a breeder for $8,000.
Also, I don't know why I thought
we
this.
Put our name
when I read
on
it,
this.
When I read this story when I still thought it was about a goat who was mayor, and it said the goat was 3 years old, I had a thought of like, that's not old enough. Like,
was like, the goat's too young.
He's got no, what would he know?
He doesn't have any experience.
At what point does a goat become like developed enough to like eat on its own
to
and
be
walk
a mayor.
Around? Yeah. 4 months?
Goats come out like pretty, four
that's
months?
What's
Are you
so
just
crazy.
Throwing that out?
Well, I saw actually I've seen a goat give birth.
I'm not
before.
The animal guy. I just know like detailed lifespan of goat.
I've seen a goat give birth, and when they come out, they are not ready to do anything.
Yeah.
Where did you see a goat give birth?
in Portland, in a like a behind my high school's soccer field.
Was anyone else there?
There was a guy. There was like a guy coaxing the babies out, and they were
Were you being supervised?
The amniotic sac was out of the goat, and it looked like a big red balloon. And I had a picture of it on my phone for a while. And I would just. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Wait, were you supervised or were you just like out there?
What do you mean? Were we supervised? There was like a. There was like a. There was like a.
Is this like a class activity?
No. So what happened was.
Is this just like you sitting at the back? I was in recess, eating a popsicle.
I'll tell you what it was. Lucas playing center field.
There was like a ground. There was like a groundskeeper at my high school, and he was groundskeeper, and he was. There was a. There must have been some kind of field behind the soccer field, like a someone's private property.
Yeah.
And there was a goat on the fence that I think the. Maybe the high school or someone was like renting goats to eat. Because what happens a lot in Portland and in Oregon, people rent goats to eat blackberries and to eat weeds because goats will eat anything. Yeah. You could go up to a goat, feed it a plastic bag.
They love tin cans.
Yeah,
I know
that. They'll eat whatever. So I think one of the goats was got pregnant, was giving birth, and the groundskeeper, since no one was there to like supervise the rented goats, was reaching across the fence and was helping it. Because the goat was out having problems. He didn't want the babies to die. Didn't want the mother to die. And where was the father, by the way?
Yeah.
The father goat is canceled. And so I remember.
He was at the smaller dog show.
But what I was trying to clarify, which I think now I have, is that like this wasn't a thing that was supposed to be like a learning experience.
No, this was like.
You didn't wake up that day with any knowledge you were going to see a goat.
Me and my friends were like eating lunch. And we like someone was like, hey, there's a goat giving birth over there. We walked across the field. And I just saw this big red balloon full of fluid come out of the goat. And I think it was the amniotic sac or the – it wasn't the – the uterus doesn't come all the way out, right? So it was the amniotic sac.
I don't know much or about was goats, the, what's but that, I would have to think that
what's that
happen.
Thing called the – not the
– placenta.
Placenta.
The patella.
I was going to say patella, but patella is the
knee. Came out.
Yeah, it was either the placenta or the amniotic – amniotic fluid
the
sac.
Pimento.
The pimento. All right. Pimento cheese.
But you just were like halfway through a peanut butter sandwich and then just watched –
It's like somebody yelling fight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Goat burn.
It's the Portland equivalent.
Goat burn.
So yeah, I remember, and it was it's a really beautiful thing to see birth.
It
happen
sounds
live.
Horrifying. It sounds animal, traumatizing.
No, but watching it, the whole reason I bring this up is that when you see a baby goat come out, they're not ready to be mayor.
Yeah,
you know they can barely walk. They're hairless.
Ugh.
But I think within a couple of weeks they grow hair and they're walking around on their own and
they're eating baby trash, little tiny trash.
Yeah, they're eating trash and high schoolers are feeding them straws. I mean, listen, I didn't take part in that, but I looked the other way a couple of times.
I'm not proud.
I looked the other way when someone's like, "Let's feed this goat a cigarette."
Oh yeah, that's.
The statue of limitations.
That's your
Kitty passed.
Genovese moment is watching them feed a straw to a goat.
No, I saw nothing.
So Shelby sent a text, not true Ray renting goats, so he's calling you out.
What do you mean?
But even better is he sent it to the text with Eli, me, and Kath, who is not here, and Kath responded, LMAO, receiving this text.
I think it's true. Well, I'm from Oregon too, and I heard of it.
We have two different visions. Two visions of Oregon.
Well, you know what it may have been was it may have been the people who owned that land behind the soccer field rented the goats or had goats. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe that renting a goat would be effective enough to make it viable.
What do you mean? Well, here's the thing. If you have a really bad problem with weeds or with brambles.
Brambles I'm starting to see. If we're talking like a Brer Rabbit sort of thing.
Yeah, like if you have a terrible problem with overgrowth of like ivy or whatever, you bring a goat in, good night. No more ivy.
Out.
This guy knows goats. What can we say?
We should get a goat for the podcast.
Goat news.
This is where we find out that like Luke thinks he grew up in Oregon, but he grew up in like a large dome the government made look like Oregon.
I sound like really knowledgeable about animal husbandry.
Yeah, you podcast. Do. Well, I didn't think you were going to have witnessed a goat birth live.
Yeah, Luke grew up under the dome.
I kind of put it away until now, but yeah, here we are. Well. Anyways, that's the
number four.
Wow, I can't believe I initiated.
This is a good place to have
initiated a reset. Yeah.
What what part of Luke's childhood will each new story spark?
That's right. Well, here we go. This is what we got a new one. This is a story from the same place as the Garfield phones, Brittany, France. It's Brittany, bitch.
It's Brittany Beach.
We're back. In northwest France, in a poultry farm, you know the famous the trope of the fox in the hen house. You know,
yeah,
the fox
sure.
going in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Goat in the soccer
fucking
field.
All
that kind
the chickens.
Of
not this coop. All right, these chickens apparently ganged up on this fox and pecked it to death.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah. So
you forget those mouths are like little knives.
They had that classic herd instinct that we all know. It's like in Zelda.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like when you
yes.
fuck with
oh,
the chickens
cuckoos.
In Zelda,
yeah.
and they all go crazy.
Swarm.
It's like that, but with a
you
fox.
Can make it. You can make them kill like bosses in Zelda.
I think you can die by the chickens in Zelda. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember
they,
that happened.
They will not stop attacking you if you attack a chicken. They band together.
You have to do it a lot though. You have to hit them a lot.
You have
of times.
To really like slice
at least in like Link to the Past.
It's like it's like Twitter.
Yeah, the fox was canceled. And, yeah.
That was how.
Then there's other
was
chickens
invented.
That send like gifts of chickens eating popcorn, you know, and gifts of chickens saying just here for the ratio. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. There's a good that would be a good gif of like Link just getting absolutely destroyed by cuckoos and be like me when I say the wrong thing on Twitter. That
somebody,
would be funny.
Somebody make it.
Make it. Yeah.
Send it in.
So Luke, you ever see a fox get pecked to death?
You ever see a fox in real life?
I've seen a fox.
Okay. Were you being asked?
No.
No, I have never. I've seen a coyote.
Foxes are smaller than you think.
I realized
foxes are tiny. So are lynx.
Lynx?
Lynxies.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like from Zelda.
No.
Lynx.
No, we're
lynxes?
Talking about
we're talking about breakfast sausage.
Yes. I didn't think those
Jesus
were like
Christ.
I thought lynxes lived in like the fucking Himalayas.
They all, there's also a lynx.
They have them in Oregon.
They have them
crazy.
In air quotes Oregon.
I don't think they're in Oregon. I've never seen a lynx live. They're in Maine though. There's a Canadian lynx. They can be in Maine. They're allowed to.
Luke, I don't know how to tell you this.
They don't
you
respect
are
borders.
Absolutely the animal guy. What the level of knowledge that you have stored away.
Yeah, you got a
but
lot
no,
in
if
there.
We were talking about you know whatever.
Were you like the world's greatest vet, and then they like erased your memory, and now it's coming flooding back?
Yes, exactly. I'm Dr. Doolittle. I've seen a bird kill itself.
It was at
Shelby,
one of your,
can we get that a clip from that?
It was at one of your shows.
My God. Tweet. I'm out of here.
Into the window.
Yeah.
So what happened with this bird? The numbers are really just stepping stones to get into your psyche.
All right. Well, so what happened was my friend, a good friend of mine growing up, John, his dad was a
bird,
was a veterinarian. And one time I was hanging out at his house and his dad got a house call and a neighbor was like, Dan, you got to get over here. There's a bird and my bird, not there's a bird, but my bird's acting crazy. It's killing itself, whatever. And I went over with him to this woman's house.
Yeah.
And this bird was pulling all of its feathers off. There's blood everywhere, blood all over the wall. This bird was going crazy, and it was ripping all its feathers out with its own beak and killing itself. And I think it later died. So here's what's going on.
So was your axe playing on the stereo during this point?
You guys asked what the story was. I told you literally what happened.
I don't know. I guess I think I was expecting a window to be involved. I thought it was 100% one of those birds that flies into a window.
Yeah, but those birds aren't trying to kill themselves. They're just flying into a window.
Yeah.
This bird was deranged.
This bird was deranged. Sounds like my ex-wife.
She's 30 stone, mate.
This bird was deranged, see?
Wow, 350-pound deranged bird.
Yeah. Just a man sounds like a me 20s wife. Gangster at a custody.
Yeah. Hearing.
This bird was deranged.
She poured paint on my jalopy.
Yeah. Well, I had to kill her, you see?
So I Tommy gunned her.
Yeah. The click clack of her heels was driving me nuts. So I threw her off a bridge. You know what I do. Boys will be boys. Grab a beer, fellas.
He gets a promotion on the way out of the courthouse.
Yeah.
So these chickens.
I got this briefcase full of arms. Just the 50s serial killer. Everyone's like, well, he's charming enough.
He just likes to keep everyone's arms.
Yeah.
You know that?
What's wrong with a couple of arms? Am I right, fellas?
Yeah. We could all use a helping hand.
I wish we all still talked like that.
We could.
Hey, yeah, all right, yeah.
You know? Thanks for doing the podcast.
Sure.
Aces.
They were kind of they weren't. It wasn't British, but it was like there was a more proper way of talking. But I someone once told me that the way people talk in like movies from the 40s and 50s wasn't the way people talked like us.
I think that's probably true. I feel like
yeah, it's like a mid. It's like there's a name for it. It's like a mid-Atlantic.
So,
yeah.
And like the way like the Kennedys talked and like the high society from like
the Roosevelts, like Franklin
Roosevelt.
I think it's
not the Kennedys, but the Roosevelts. Yeah.
I think it's probably
that's Locust Valley Lockjaw. That's like basically Jay's dad and the critic.
I think it's probably more from vaudeville than it is from any actual like.
Right.
People speaking
that
way.
Because, like,
there's no way everybody was walking around being like, good morning to you. Hello.
But there was, like, what you're saying, there was a high society way of speaking that has almost completely died out.
Yeah. And in movies, it was also like talkies, which were like, you could watch the people, like, they're fighting not to sing when they talk. Like they're so, because they're all like theatery. Like, it's like, why isn't this a musical? We should be singing right now. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Morning. It's very funny to imagine that guy with that voice, like, waking up in the morning, like it's hard to imagine him like
she's dead.
Like rolling out of bed though, be like, ah, oh, Jesus. It was like, fuck, what time is it?
Ah, my planet fasciitis is acting up again.
I just feel like it's hard to imagine.
Yeah. We got the bird death. I'm trying to walk the steps back to what was the story?
Chickens killing the fox.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically Chicken Run 2, which is a lot more metal than Chicken Run
1. Yeah, yeah. Chicken Run was Chicken Run good? I just realized I don't think I remember.
It's Mel Gibson's voice?
It's the Walson Grow. I think you're right.
Mel Gibson's voice in Chicken Run?
Oh, one of
that explains why he was saying that he deserved to be blown before Hot Tub to the other chickens.
I was so unsure of that I didn't even put all the words in the question.
Yeah, you just sort of dribbled it out.
Oh, you're right. You're right, for sure.
Mel Gibson, Chicken Run? Yes.
Had an extended conversation at speaking of just like weird old movies. Well, first of all, Mel Gibson in any family thing is difficult to comprehend at this point, right?
Yeah.
Was Chicken Run the Wallace and Gromit guys, right?
It was. Yeah. What's Aardman Chicken animation. Little, where he thinks the world is ending?
That was Chicken Little. It was not a Pixar movie, but it was like a Disney computer animated movie.
Chicken Little is like a classic tale.
Is Chicken Little like a tale?
Yeah, yes. Also it's like an old story, yeah.
You thought Chicken Little was an original Pixar property?
Yeah, I thought it was like a... that's not a Pixar movie. Chicken Run's like a Wallace and Gromit kind of shit.
Chicken Little is like a like Humpty Dumpty level. Yeah. Like,
really?
Yeah, like the sky's going to fall.
Well, he's definitely not getting as much shine as Humpty Dumpty, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's also very similar to the boy who cried wolf, and the boy who cried wolf is really eating his lunch. It's embarrassing for
totally. And that chicken killed that wolf, apparently. That's number four.
It all comes full circle.
Chickens get in that coop. Look out.
Yeah. I got to say, really fun thing to do, that the woman chicken from Chicken Run, you know the one that looks like an old lady? I had this picture of her, and I just kept airdropping it to my coworker like over and over. Very fun.
Is it Ginger?
Ginger the chicken.
The hen who's determined to save her fellow chickens from impending doom?
Maybe. No, it was the old, I think it was the old one. She wasn't very heroic. Luke is leaving.
Babs. Time out.
Okay. Let me just formally apologize to the listeners. I thought this was a podcast where, since there are three people, you could just go to the bathroom. And I got up without saying anything, and I went to the bathroom. I swear to God, I thought you guys would just keep it going.
One of these podcasts where you could just go. Oh my God.
Wait! I'm sorry. I really had to go to the bathroom. I really had to pee.
That's fine. We won't make you pee yourself.
No. But I really thought you guys were just like there would be enough things to say.
I think we were thrown by the fact that you just took off your headphones and started walking out of the room. You didn't even say that you were going to the bathroom until we asked you.
I whispered. I'm sorry. Well, I should have slipped a note to you. I'm sorry. I apologize to you guys. That was ultimately unprofessional.
This all feels
Yeah, I think that's fitting. So hey, look, those chickens. Well, they're gonna get killed for something else. But better to die at the hand of your owner than the hand of a fox, I guess.
Are the chickens being punished?
Well, I mean, I think they're eventually. I would imagine. But, right?
Here's a question:
you murk a fox. That's not like bad for anybody.
No, it's self defense.
But I mean, like they're chickens on a farm. Like,
oh yeah, self defense. Unless they're being used for eggs.
Yeah, but don't they eventually eat?
No jury in their right mind would convict them.
Only chickens on a chicken farm are usually being. If you have chickens like as your pets, if you have, say you and I have like Say the three of us. Chickies. Yeah, we're splitting
again,
some
listen
chickens.
Listen to the tone. Listen to the dominant, knowing tone of
yeah.
all this
Let
stuff.
Me
yeah.
mansplain chickens.
This guy knows animals. We picked the right guy.
I'm really trying to sound confident now, and I'm doubling down because I just went to the bathroom without saying anything.
That was a strong move.
That was a power, move.
Wow. I'm embarrassed.
I also, as we leave the chicken story, I have a question for both you guys and the listeners. Chicken, when it makes an egg, when it comes out, do you think it hurts or do you think it feels good for the chicken?
I think it feels good.
Yeah.
Do you know?
What do you think?
I do not know.
It hurts, probably feel good.
It probably, I would say, I would lean more to the side of feels good.
But how could we know?
Right? Attach like electrodes to the chicken's head.
I was just thinking about it and I was like, I wonder if is every egg sort of just like, oh, fuck, like, I got to squeeze this thing out.
How
or if
they
it's
make
like a.
Sure poof. That there's a chicken. Oh, that's going to be a dumb question. I'm going to stop asking it.
No, you must finish it. How do they know that there's
I thought you knew about animals, man.
I don't know.
Come on, spit it out.
Couple of things. How do they... Because, like, when you and I eat eggs, there's obviously no chicken in them. There's no baby chick in them, right?
Yeah, they're not... They're
too early.
Eggs that you eat are not...
Fertilized. So, do they have sex like normal birds? And, like... What, so they have sex, and then the eggs that she was already going to push out have chickens in them now?
I think this may sound crazy, and this is the worst fucking conversation to have on a week when we don't have Kathy. Or just three boys getting things wrong. I think chicken eggs are basically like it's like the equivalent of like a period, right? Because they just always push out like the old, like they push out the egg whether it's fertilized or not.
Right.
So if
they
have
push out
sex,
a lot of them all the time. I mean, I think they're all the time.
Like, it's good Foley work.
Thank you. I did the laser sounds in Star Wars.
I think they have a lot of eggs, but that's because they're like designed to.
And how do they not break inside?
Well, they're built for it.
Yeah, they're built for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, I gotta go back to the bathroom.
Like, I do like the idea that, like, if you kick a chicken, you'd, like, break the eggs that are inside it.
Oh, man. I mean,
you hear, like, a crack and a bunch of broken eggs come out. Oh, God.
But we really, I mean, it's tough.
Inside chickens are basically that thing you had to build when you drop a parachute off of
the egg drop.
Do we all do an egg drop? I thought that was my school's weird thing.
I did it at camp.
Are you kidding me?
It's a thing, yeah.
Oh, so it was like we weren't original at all?
I guess
I remember
not.
Doing that and be like, I'd like to see another kid try to do this or whatever. I put mine in Tupperware. I think mine broke, actually. I remember, I swear to God, there was
it's not what you did, but you just threw an egg with nothing on it off the roof.
There was a kid.
It shattered, and you're like, I'd like to see another kid do that.
There was a kid in my third grade class when we did this who he put the egg in a diaper, and he just dropped it off, and the teacher dropped it off the roof, and it broke everywhere. He put it it wasn't like he taped up a diaper and put it in a diaper. He just put it, like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yes, just put it in the diaper. And I think it fell out of the diaper in the air. It's like, I mean, if there's ever been more evidence, like, this kid, I think this kid is wearing a diaper. Where does this kid get a diaper? You know? Like, his mom is like, you know, Max, are you sure you want to bring the diaper to school?
Yeah, why is this kid thinking about diapers? What like, 8-year-old kid is thinking about diapers?
Perhaps we should use a diaper.
The voice you did for the kid. I'm fully crying. I'm sorry.
Diaper. I've never heard of anything.
They're just like, are you sure you
want to
do this?
Yes. Put it in the diaper. It just falls out midair. We can tape it. We can put it. No, just leave it in the diaper. The diaper, the thing with three big holes.
Yeah. It's not very secure.
Yeah.
Well, if these chickens ever saw that, they would peck that kid to death.
Yeah, they would. Yes.
So apparently what happened is, just to bring this full circle, they have an automated light-controlled hatch that, like, closes when the sun is down.
Oh, in the coop.
Yeah, but the fox went in at dusk, and then it got trapped, and he's just like, oh, shit.
Damn, dude.
Like, I'm picturing, like, that, like, nervous animal from the Ice Age movies. Like, that's what
Scrap?
The fox suddenly turned into.
You talking Scrap? Who voiced that?
Oh, I don't know.
But it didn't really talk.
Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also Ray Romano.
Oh, no. My acorn. Oh, no.
Gotta get the acorn. All right. It's more of the Sargento's cheese guy.
Sergeant, hi, I'm Patrick Monahan. I'm auditioning for SNL. I'm going to start off with my Sargento's cheese guy.
Hey, you all know the guy. Sargento's. Sounds like that.
Yes, so the fox did die.
Anyway, RIP to the fox, I guess. Good work by the chickens.
Yeah.
Apparently last time it happened, it did not work out as well for them. So this time, I guess they learned from their mistakes.
Yeah.
That's they put more chickens
the survivors.
There.
Like one chicken left that has like an eye patch on. Exactly. So like, here's what we do. Yeah,
he's like the Dan Crenshaw of chickens.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, one of the other chickens made fun years. Of this chicken, and they invited the chicken on a national news show and raised its profile, even though it has a lot of horrible views. That nobody who works for the show would agree with.
Milkshake chicken.
Pretty cool. Kind of an own goal by the chickens, politically. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Number three.
49 minutes we've done.
Number three.
49 minutes.
Is that good or bad?
We're going to go through
this. I just think it's, oh, man.
It's probably my bathroom.
It's going to be a little shorter. The bathroom was a couple minutes in there. So
that would be funny if that's what we said, where it's like, it wasn't, but just like, to clarify, Luke was gone for 45 minutes when he went to the bathroom.
Number three, this one is a dispatch from Anchorage, Alaska, from the Iditarod. You guys know the Balto, the classic Iditarod.
I thought the Iditarod was a much bigger deal when I was a kid because my school fucking loved the Iditarod.
Yeah, Iditarod was up there with those like nature things like quicksand and stuff that you'd have to know about for some reason.
Yeah,
I thought like adults were like it was like a bucket list thing. It's like I finally saw the Iditarod.
And I think that Cuba Gooding Jr. movie came out. Ice wolves?
Snow dogs.
Wow. Ice wolves. Jesus. Wolves. I think I need to go to the hospital. That's crazy. Ice wolves.
Is it ice wolves? Is that what you
said? Ice wolves. Which is worse because they're not wolves. You know, the way he won the Iditarod was by using wolves instead of dogs. And
they killed him.
Yeah,
that's actually.
It was actually. It became the gray.
Just immediately turned on him.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a title for the episode.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys remember that movie about the basketball dog? I remember what it was called? Dunking Canine?
Dunk Pooch.
Dunk Pooch.
I had a thing at a show yesterday where this is not, I don't like how on brand this is right now, but there was a woman in the front, it was a charity show during the day, and this woman had a dog in a stroller in the front row.
Yeah.
And for some reason I was talking to her, blah, blah, blah. Then I thought that Air Bud talked. But it turns out, some guy was like, no, Air Bud didn't talk. And I was like, no, motherfucker, he talked. And then someone Googled it, and Air Bud doesn't talk. He just plays basketball and other sports.
What was the...
He plays football. I don't know how he catches the football. I still don't understand.
I mean, the movie, there's a lot of holes.
What was that movie? There was a Karma once where you were, like, insistent that an actor was not in a movie, and he was, like, the top-billed actor in the movie.
Me?
I'm trying to remember what it was. Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
It was... Oh, God, dude. That's going to kill me. But it was like top billing.
Yeah, he was a star.
The key thing was that it was embarrassing for you.
I was wrong about that also. But here's what the thing is. I thought Air Bud talked, and it would make sense. If the dog knows how to play basketball, the dog knows how to talk.
That's right. So, hey, Iditarod, you know, that thing that we all thought we were going to have to deal with at some point.
Exactly.
Look, when you grow up, you're going to end up in Alaska. You're going to need medicine or something, and you're going to have to use sled dogs. That's what's going to go down. And so this guy, Nicholas Petit, Pettit, I don't know which, lost the lead. He had a lead in the Iditarod, the famous race. His dog team refused to keep going after he yelled at one of them. So the dogs basically went on strike.
Yeah.
Collective action works, people.
Wow.
A dog named Joey had been fighting with another dog on the team and jumped it during a break on the way to the Bering Sea checkpoint. And he yelled at Joey. Everybody heard the yelling, and that doesn't happen. And they wouldn't go anywhere anymore, so we camped here. The dogs were just like, nope.
They all quit collectively?
Yeah.
That's a kind of strength of a good union.
Number four.
And these animals are teaming. It's like the TV show.
Animals
Zoo.
Are teaming.
They're starting to team up to kill.
Are they developing language?
Apparently in Air Bud they are.
That's right.
They're not.
Look, I know. That's not the point, Eli. Okay, I'm trying to move the conversation forward.
Yeah. We're gonna reboot Air Bud. He's gonna be able to talk this time.
That's my pitch. They're like, I don't think that really is different enough.
It's Air Bud, but he talks, and then it freaks every now and then.
If the dog could talk, nobody would care that the dog could play basketball, right?
No.
He also plays basketball.
Wait, are you telling me that talking dog can play basketball? Yeah,
right. All he says is, "Come on, ref! What the fuck?"
It's like we gonna play or not? It's like, is that dog talking? Yeah, but the important thing is we gotta play. No, I don't care. It's basketball. What's going on?
He can
mouth of an
fish.
Absolute sailor. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, you found me, you little fucking piece of shit."
So this guy, he says the dogs were, you know, well fed and everything. There's no medical issue keeping them from getting up and running. And he just said, we got to see when they're going to get up.
It's weird that the dog was attacking one of the other dogs. That's why he yelled. It's like that weird thing of like they were fighting and
they
then
were
he
fighting,
got involved and they're like, this is our business.
Yeah, it's between us.
I think the most remarkable thing
is a dog thing.
Is that the collective, like, we all quit is one, but the fact that he yelled at one and then they were like, they all recognized, like, dude, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah. You don't do that.
It's basically the dog version of Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
They're all turning
really
on John Voight.
Also, I remember what it was.
The only way we're going out there is without you. So he just freezes to death while they all continue the race.
That would be a more interesting version of Varsity Blues.
It was you doing a long bit where you were insistent that Bruce Willis was not in Looper. And we were like, he's the Looper.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was someone else, I think. I know what you're talking about now.
He thought it was Bruce Valanche.
Yeah,
you got it. It was also with an audience member, I believe, because you mentioned... Like, you were like, who's in Looper? You asked some question
that
involved him and then, like, giving a name of someone in Looper. I don't know how we got there.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, Bruce Willis. And then you, like, berated him for saying that Bruce Willis was in Looper.
Yeah. And that man never came back to the show.
This guy loves just getting in fights while being wrong about movies.
Yeah. And that's with an audience. That's how you build a connection.
That's right. That's the Luke Moniz, the promise.
Really is.
So this guy had a 5-hour lead, so it was pretty commanding.
Iditarod is like, you got to get pretty.
And he was 827 miles into the checkpoint was 827 miles into the 1,000 mile race.
He was in first place.
Yep.
By 5 hours.
Fuck,
right?
Dude.
Shouldn't have yelled at those dogs, man.
Yeah.
It's 1,000.
You're so
miles.
Close. I mean, it's got to have taken a toll on him mentally. That's why he snapped at the
dogs.
Well,
this is tough too because last year at the same during this in the same area, right, approaching the same checkpoint, he was in first place as well. He got off trail during a blizzard and lost the lead. Wound up finishing second. So this area is like his Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Like this time it was as if the pilot yelled at the plane and the plane crashed.
The Iditarod is also, isn't that one of those races where it's like.
You die.
Not dying is like pretty good.
Yeah,
like
I think at this point it's probably not as dangerous.
Yeah, there's probably like little stations with Gatorade and stuff.
There's people just standing in the snow,
doggy Gatorade,
yeah, exactly.
Little bowls of Gatorade.
What's weird because it's not. I mean, I don't want to shit on these athletes or whatever in quotes, but you know,
the dogs.
No, I
or
mean
the racers,
the humans.
Yeah,
it's not exactly like running an ultra marathon. I mean, you're just controlling dogs.
I think it's.
We
like...
could all do it today.
What I'm saying is, we could do it right now.
Smash cut to Luke and the Iditarod.
Me, just like at the end of the Shining.
I mean, I feel like it's like a.
Just cut to a bunch of dogs running away. Each of them have a different piece of Luke's clothes.
I'm just naked.
Luke.
Oh, damn it. I'm at the Juno airport. No, fuck. These fucking dogs. I swear to Christ. Get me my fuck. Where's my boarding pass? Fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You on the plane. Imagine seeing someone fly into the Iditarod. You walk on the plane. There's a guy with 8 dogs sitting behind him.
Like, I don't want to sit next to him.
Trying to get a sled into the overhead compartment.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, shit. It's not fitting in the thing. No, I'm not putting it in. I'm not I'm not giving it to you to put under the plane. It's like, it's my sled.
This is the diaper egg kid grown up.
That kid was me.
Sir, we need
you. You guys ever
control your dog, sir?
Do we think they still do the Iditarod or whatever? Is that still a thing?
Oh, I got in I tweeted at the Iditarod because I was with my dad in Brooklyn. We were walking.
Yeah.
And these people went by with – if you don't know what the Iditarod is, it's like
It's like the beginning of Jackass the movie, right?
It's like, well, I think
they're in like a shopping cart.
It's like pretentious hipster SantaCon.
Yeah, okay.
Because, yeah, there's people in dressed in these crazy clothes, and they're in shop. Well, how would you describe it? They're shopping carts. It's still a pub. It's like a pub crawl.
It's like, what if Improv Everywhere was a race?
What if Improv Everywhere was a pub crawl? Yeah. And people are dressed in crazy clothes, and they have, like, they're ringing bells, and they're walking around this, like, neighborhood, like, neighborhoods that they gentrified, you know? And it's just, and they're just, people are just staring at them, like, what is happening? And I tweeted at them. I said... I didn't tweet them. I didn't tweet at them. I said, the Idiot Rod is as bad as SantaCon. Don't at me. And within 5 minutes, the guy who runs the Idiot Rod was like, I would like to have a civil discussion with you about how wrong you are. And I just blocked him.
He's like a facts and logic guy.
Exactly.
That guy, Dr. Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Actually, the Idiot Rod is a...
He also sounds like the Sargento's guy.
Yeah, you're Jordan Peterson. Sargento's
Every impression I do is just a variation on the Sargento's cheese guy.
Yeah.
Have fun. That's all I have.
Have fun with that one at work, somebody. Hey, why are you laughing? Do you know Jordan Peterson and the Sargento's guy? It's a specific cross section of
knowledge. You don't know what the Idiot Rod is. Have you ever seen it?
No.
I bet if you saw it happen,
I'd be mad.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I would certainly hope so.
It's definitely zanier. The people who are doing it think it's zanier than it is. It's one of those type things.
Oh, dude,
it's one of those. It's like all those fucking videos on YouTube that were like, they're like pranks where it's just like, if I do something that violates social constructs in public, will people react? And it's like, yes, that's what they are.
Well, that's what the best of those will forever be, that Joey Salads guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who wore like the Nazi getup. Like he wore like a Nazi armband to a Trump rally.
Yes.
And it's like, social experiment. Will Trump supporters reject like a Nazi guy? Yeah. And there are people that took a screenshot of him with the armband, and his pinned post right now is, I'm going to be explaining this for the rest of my life. It was a social experiment. I wore a Nazi armband to a Trump rally, and they kicked me out. So actually, I proved my point, and Trump supporters don't like Nazis. So Trump supporters are not Nazis. And it's like, everyone's like, yeah, whatever, Nazi. You see this picture? Just like completely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For the last time, I shit my pants as an experiment.
It was a social experiment.
To see if I could shit my pants.
Social experiment. Can I jerk off in a fountain? Like, that's what those
social
all
experiment,
are.
Grabbing a cop's gun.
Yeah.
So the Idiot Rod, I guess, is still around. They're picking a fight with Luke, which is fun.
Civilly.
Just why don't you come meet me? Come meet me at meet me at Grumpy's Coffee in Williamsburg. Let's go. Let's get on this.
Yeah. Cafe Grumpy. They filmed Girls there.
That's true.
Oh, fucking dude! One time they were filming. This is not related to anything. They were filming Girls and they shut down. Remember Matchless? This bar used Matchless. They shut down Matchless at like midnight on a Saturday to film something from Girls. Like people were in there and they were like, you all have to leave so we can film Girls.
Well,
and it was like from like midnight to like 2 a.m. at an active bar. Man. Oh, well, at least that show sucks.
Whoa.
That was Eli sipping the tea.
Yeah, it really was.
Big old cup of tea. I got so mad about it. I don't know why. There was
probably because you were drinking and wanted to keep drinking.
Yeah, they filmed a lot around my neighborhood, and it was like I was being haunted by the girls.
By the ghosts
all of my
of
favorite
girls.
Spots kept getting shut down to film.
Really?
I'm the voice of a generation. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I remember when they were really filming a lot.
Yeah, there was
a period of my life
in which the filming of Girls was like an active problem for me. Like I couldn't do stuff I wanted to do. Anyways, we are over an hour.
Well, Girls, it's on HBO. Check it out.
What's the normal length?
No, we'll be good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Fine.
Eli's very concerned about time for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just a passage of it.
Yes, that sounded like a very broad statement.
Will we all remain?
Eli's
who
very
among
concerned.
Us? Yeah. Well, hey, we got a couple new soundboard guys. I just want to play these. So the first one is, here we go. Just us saying, So that's a good one. And then the other one is me sneezing, apparently.
I'm gonna sneeze.
I tried to do that. I tried to give everyone a warning, and then it got turned around on me.
I've never heard anyone do that before.
It certainly stood out. Is there a third one?
There's a third one, but it's Kath. So we're gonna save it for when she's back.
Oh no!
All right. But in her honor.
Oh yeah, there it is.
There it is. All right, hey,
God bless.
Let's keep moving.
Number two.
Number two. Is this me?
Number two is you. Yeah. You are number two.
Yeah. I'm a big number two.
Yeah. Ooh.
So
like our Cheeto in Chief.
Yeah, that guy's a fat shit.
Whoa.
At Donald Trump, you turd.
Hey, man.
Fucking.
Respect the office.
Oh, man. That's yeah, right. I'm going to. I love how quickly those people always, like, get, like, too excited. The, like, yes. The like Cheeto and Chief. Because it's always, like. It was like that Alyssa Milano tweet that she did right. Or whatever. Just like, it's like, this guy needs to get down. Everyone's like, yeah. And they're like, we're going to stop him. Yeah. And they're like, I am a trans person. Yeah. Everyone's like, whoa, yeah. What the fuck are
easy,
you talking
Alyssa
about? Like, oh, okay, I got excited. I'm sorry. I got there. Anyways, this story is about a rat. A filthy little rat living in a Metro card machine.
Oh, I saw this video.
Yeah, rat chat. Oh. Rat chat. Welcome to the Rat Chat.
Thank you. With this,
you were one of the original Rat question answerees, I think.
I think I was the first one.
Yeah, he was the first.
Yeah, yeah. You originated the Rat question. What a legacy! That and Sir, am I being detained?
The fact that I live on in that sense.
Officer, I have every right to be here.
God, that was a different
guy. I would like to nominate also the diaper kid because I was crying from that, and then I thought about it later while you were talking about something else. I'm like, okay, so this.
But I was the first rat question guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow. So
has your answer changed?
Well, I think I said if you knew the rat, you'd put it the butt in your mouth.
That absolutely sounds like what your answer would be.
I think if you had a relationship with a rat like this guy did, you'd put the butt in your mouth. And no, my answer has not changed.
Thank you.
So what had happened with the rat?
This is like when they show a video from of Bernie from the 80s. You know? That's been me with the rat.
Yeah.
We should nationalize the rats. Put them in our mouths.
Yes. This guy's butt
first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That headline was like... Could not be more. They're like Bernie expected to continue campaigning after shower door injury.
Yeah.
It's like, you are so old, my dude.
The rules.
You, like he did. We talked about it. Band-aid on the head. That is peak elderly.
Yeah,
is when you got a band-aid on just your head.
normally it means you're like getting something like excised. Yeah, like a little thing that's coming out.
Not like an edge of your head where you might actually get hurt. Like a little bandage on the eyebrow, on the chin. You got scraped up. No, just fucking on your head. Just dead center on the fat.
No
part
way
of your
for
head.
It to rest tightly. Or
yeah,
comfortably.
Yeah. Just like somebody like like it's in the middle of an egg just floating in the forehead.
He apparently did a panel the same day and just didn't address it and just started talking. It's like, hey, man, what's going on with your head?
Hey, dude, my first question is for
Senator Sanders.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But it also is fine. Seems he like, also sounds like the Sargento's guy I was doing the prank.
Yeah, but he also could have been like, I fell down into the Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Like, I didn't notice the napkin is stuck to my forehead with honey.
He wants to talk about the issues.
Yeah. I like that. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. I feel like
one of the papers he was carrying stuck to his head.
My parents, like, they'd worked on the, like, with the Senate, or, you know, they did stuff with the Senate, and they said that my mom's, like, impression of Bernie Sanders is, like, exactly what you think, where it's like, he dropped his papers all the time. he was just, like, running around, just, like, leaking papers, being like, oh. So, anyways, this rat papers. In a MetroCard machine.
Yeah.
Huh? A woman went to use it or heard it and said, so everyone was thinking it's a plant, right? That someone had just put a rat in the
fuck no.
In there. But the woman says she heard a noise and then watched a rat like drop into the chamber.
Dude, for sure. Who would fucking put a rat in the machine? No. Of course that's
this isn't your salad at Wendy's. Yeah. You're trying to score points, you know, get some cash.
This is like a regular thing.
So what do they know? Do they know what happened? The rat just fell out like it was a MetroCard?
It just, well, the woman
instead of like Sacagaweas, they just got a rat.
Yeah,
it fell in the coin slot.
Yeah, yeah, it fell at the change. Like, so the person who took the video, she said she could see the rat's tail dangling into the slot, and she was like, "Is that a rat?" And then the rat just fucking dropped down.
I mean, that's so gross. It's,
yeah.
Ugh, God. Ugh.
And then, like, this is also like how this stuff always goes in New York, though. She was like, "I noticed as I was using the machine, no one else in the station seemed to notice it, as it was the middle of the day. I believe the rat did get out on its own, but I can't be sure as I needed to catch a train."
Yeah.
But I'm sure it did because it kept lifting the door to try to escape.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
How do you get like in there in the first place?
His alarms pushing on the thing.
Now, I love animals, but this is too much for me. I think that rat should be
killed.
Killed, yeah. I think that rat
for
should
be being in a Metro Card machine. It doesn't know where
one of the rats that de Blasio freezes.
He's freezing rats?
Yeah.
What?
He's like putting he's doing something where he's freezing rats. I'm 90% sure.
That sounds like a supervillain thing to do.
That's what they're doing. They're trying. I'm going to look that up.
He's trying to appeal to the rest of the country. He's running for president.
Exactly. So he's got to run the base.
Yeah, freezing rats. This goes back to like one of the very first stories ever on the podcast was like that like scientific, overly scientific need for, or what was this? It was scientists that were driving around in a car like hitting iguanas.
Yeah, that's right.
And yet we need to freeze rats.
Well, what they do is they freeze the rats and then they hit them with a baseball bat so they smash into rat shards.
Rats, can you imagine smashing a frozen rat and then it melts?
Mayor de Blasio's plan, $32 million plan to use dry ice to suffocate rats in burrows and pipes.
Jesus Christ.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
Of the money, I mean.
Yeah. I want some dry ice.
Also the dry ice.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Dry ice is sick.
You're just not supposed to touch it.
Mayor de Blasio's
can't touch
plan
it.
To use dry ice to look fucking sick as hell while walking out.
That's another one of those things, dry ice.
Yes, I was just
about dry
to say
ice was going
to
be everywhere.
I was so psyched.
And they act
it.
Like it's. They tell you like how dangerous it all.
You can't
time.
If they're you like, touch it. They're cutting your hand off.
Basically, you can only. You're only around it in your adult life to have warts removed.
Yeah. To have warts removed and like, maybe if you're a roadie.
Yeah, like at a cool concert.
But you can't put like a beer in it.
You could. They use it. They use it. They use dry ice when they ship food sometimes. Frozen food, but. I truly thought, I had a time in my life where I truly thought that dry ice was like closely controlled by the government. I thought it was like very hard to get.
It's regulated, for sure.
But it's not like, I thought it was like.
You can't just give it to a kid on the street.
I thought you
it's
needed
like, the polio,
like a degree.
It's like the polio virus.
I thought you needed like a fucking
it's
permit
at the CDC.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like hazmat people would like bring it out.
I don't think.
Like I remember the first time I heard someone got dry ice for like a party.
Like,
and I was like truly.
What's
like,
your connect?
How did you get it? Like, who do you know?
I was
somebody who works for the federal government.
I thought they were like a scientist. I thought they like had a friend who worked in like.
Oh yeah, the guy from the chem lab.
Cryogenesis. Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
We got him.
Concerned.
So these rats, you know, look, the rat needed to. Get some cash. I don't know. What was the end game for the rat there?
Maybe to go.
I don't think it knew where it was.
Just checking it out.
It'd be funny if there was one of those armed guys who stands there, you know, when someone's opening the subway ATM for the rat.
Just get an armed rat.
Yeah.
Where the rat goes in there and like triggers the jackpot lever and Metro cards just start shooting
Metro
out.
Cards and Sacagaweas just flying everywhere.
Yeah, those fucking Sacagaweas, dude.
Oh, God, it's gross. But how did he get in there? He must have crawled up from this because there's only the only point of entry is the front, is the coin place.
I think where it's against the wall. I don't think that they're.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they're closed.
I think they're like
sealed.
Built into the wall. Like, so they just like. I think you get in through the wall. I mean, it probably just like, you know, and it's like once it's in there. It's keep going until you hit the light, and the light is the change drawer.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this might have been some deranged person who wanted to create, like, a pizza rat sensation.
Yeah. I hope
I
not.
I also think
but
that's
you do see that now. There's more and more of that.
I think that's also an underrated, like, welcome to New York moment is the time that everybody has where you don't know and you throw a fucking 20 into a MetroCard machine and buy, like, a MetroCard, and you're like, time to get regular change.
Yeah.
And you get... a fucking pound of Sacagawea dollar coins.
The only place they exist now.
They are all in MetroCard machines.
Okay, we got some more information here. It's unclear when the video was taken. The woman who recorded it told New York One that it was more than a year old, but the manager of the Subway Creatures Instagram account said over a direct message the video was originally shot on Monday. So I'm a little questionable here.
They just don't know. The Subway Creatures account doesn't know.
Subway Creatures has...
How dare you?
Subway Creatures has 1.2 million followers on Instagram, and its owners have impetus to put out as much viral content as possible.
Right.
They make money by selling merchandise and advertising on a podcast affiliated with the account. There's a Subway Creatures podcast.
We got to get on that podcast.
We got to take them down.
I'm pretty sure that's us.
That's us.
I think it's our this podcast. We're going to...
Wow, I can't believe they have a podcast.
There is a Subway Creatures podcast.
It is 2019. The phrase, I can't believe they have a podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
Long gone.
It's on Gas Digital Network. So
it's on Gas?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking with me.
I'm serious.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Louis J. Gomez's thing?
And like Tim Dillon is on there as well.
They have the Subway Creatures on Gas Digital? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, we got to get on there. They're bigger than us. We got to. So anyway, Subway Creatures. Just pause this and just go check them out. I guess.
Yeah,
probably a better take on
Subway,
this.
Give them
Subway
a sub.
Creatures doing better ad numbers in demand.
If you can believe it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want us to advertise,
can we buy an ad on Subway Creatures? It's just like, don't listen to this. Listen to us instead.
I'm going to buy an ad on your podcast, I think.
All right. How much do you want to pay? I mean, that's.
I'll just be like, hey, it's Luke, and I just wanted to say hi. I paid a lot for this.
I'll let you run that for like $50.
All right, yeah, I'll do that.
All right, well, just check in.
You guys heard it here first. We're closing deals right now.
Yeah.
This is no days
what is
off.
This, the White House?
Sunday.
I feel like I'm in the White House.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm getting sick of all the winning that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know what I watched recently? The Charlie Sheen "By Winning" video, the music video. So hilarious.
Like hashtag winning.
Remember, I'm by winning. Tiger blood. They made like somebody made a remix when he I win there.
When he was being mentally ill.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I assume you guys just knew what I was talking about. Yeah. So in 2011, when Charlie Sheen had that meltdown,
yeah.
he went on Good Morning America, and this woman was like, "Are you bipolar?" He goes, "I'm by winning. I win here. I win there." And then someone made a rap remix.
Somebody like auto-tune the news or whatever.
Oh wow.
I know the
Luke's
whole Tiger Blood and all that
the
stuff. I don't remember that.
I thought I was gonna be welcomed with open arms with this. I watched the Charlie Sheen auto-tune thing.
The viral video from 2011.
I like the Double Rainbow one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
the Double Rainbow is good.
People paid money to go to Radio City. People I know paid money to go to Radio City to watch Charlie Sheen during that tour.
Just ramble, right?
Yeah.
He was just losing it, right?
Yeah, he just like had like, and he had brought up like his girlfriends or whatever, and just like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Yeah,
this guy's losing his mind.
Is like literally a carnival. Like,
not worth $60.
Paying money to watch a person who is mentally unwell.
Yeah. So,
I have one speed, one gear, go. I have one speed, one gear, go.
Rick Vaughn.
Charlie Sheen, number one fan, Luke Motos.
It's just been stuck in my head.
And this week's number one reason to say, what a time to be alive.
Okay. So this is one of those stories that we got like 100 times.
We have a strong brand.
It's true. It's nice to know that people are thinking of us when they see these things. And this is just, all right. I'll just read the headline here. From the New York Post.
What could scream "What a time to be alive" more than a
insanely
visual animal?
right. Insanely muscular monkey spotted in Finland. So Finland is not where I would have expected this to happen. I don't know why. Just taking a shot at Finland there.
I need to have the monkey for visual reference.
So the monkey. Here's the monkey. He looks very. He has a very mean looking face. He has a very mean look on his face.
I can't get over that, dude. What kind of monkey is that even?
I don't know that one.
It is a white-faced Saki.
Yes, I do.
Ew. Yikes.
So this is great because they're doing, like, the monkey's just in the zoo. Like, it's not like it's like they found it. Like, it's in the zoo, right? So this news story is presented
as
though, like,
it
wandered out of the woods or something.
Yeah.
But it said, well, first of all, the lead here is good in the New York Post piece. Classic reference here. Move over Arnold Schwarzenegger and Saturday Night Live's Hans and Franz. This monkey wants to pump you up. That is at least a 20-year-old reference.
Wait,
25
that
years
is
old.
The worst lead I've ever heard. Wait, that's going to be that. They should.
Did they plagiarize that from an email forward? what the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe they did Hans and Franz in like 2008 at some reunion thing, right?
I
like,
can't
or like a commercial.
That.
Hans and Franz has not been on television regularly since like 1996.
That can't have been written recently. That feels like when someone who's really old dies and their obituary is pre-written, you know?
March 15th, 2019.
Everyone in the newsroom, Frank came out of his coma yesterday and he's back at work.
How about that?
Hans of France still on TV?
He walks in, let's pump you up. Oh my God, Frank.
I mean, the monkey, it's huge. But also, its face looks weird as hell.
It's just very mean looking. It has a very mean look, which I respect.
It's a mean picture. But, like, I have to say this, and I don't want to be negative.
Uh-huh.
I've seen more muscular monkeys. Have you ever seen a that like that chimp that's like
the shaved, total,
the
chimp
shaved
is terrible.
Jacked chimp?
Yeah.
What, 10
I feel
times
like
more muscular.
Most animals are muscular.
Yeah, because they're like
fat,
constantly getting, they're like constantly almost getting killed. That's
yeah, they're running
is.
Around.
Especially chimps, dude. Chimps are muscular as hell. So this is, you know, number one, but unfortunately.
This is small potatoes.
Where I come from, where goats are giving birth.
Is it?
Okay. At
the
school?
I can't tell. What, I guess it's a it's a lady monkey. This is a lady monkey. This is a muscular lady monkey.
That is the scientific phrase, yes, lady
yes.
monkey.
It's a female monkey. The only way I know this is because the photographer in Helsinki, 34-year-old Santeri Oksanen, Santeri.
That's which galaxy is
Yeah.
Sorry.
This guy loves that one Sublime song. You couldn't believe the huge muscles this monkey had. The other monkeys were very small in comparison. They all looked a bit scared of her. So that's how we know.
The fact that this is news and it's at a zoo is fucked.
It is weird. It's like because, yeah, there's zero chance this monkey came out of nowhere.
It's fucked.
It's been growing.
So the monkeys are apparently very strong because they do like the swinging from tree to tree thing. So they have constant.
Now this person's just explaining
doing,
monkeys.
Yeah. They're doing exercise.
Apparently, we learned that these
monkeys enjoy bananas.
Yes.
You see.
I'm going to look up this shaved chimp just so I have
You'll
a
find
sense.
Horses are quite strong from what them running around all the time.
Oh, yeah. I don't like this. I don't like the hairless chimp. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you that, too, but you have to admit it's more muscular.
Well, maybe if you trim this monkey down,
I'm saying
you
that,
see.
I think this monkey also has very puffy fur, and I feel like it's like water weight and puffy fur. It's not really.
Yeah.
I'll shave it. Shave it and take another
check
picture.
Check this guy out. This guy's pretty jacked.
He's huge. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. If I need a monkey to kill me, I'll call the shaved chimp. if I need a monkey to kill me,
ring
like,
him up.
Stat.
My first call would have been the sexy gorilla, but the hot gorilla. But he's gone.
I think just
I don't think he's actually gone. But Nick Ciarelli posted on Twitter: "The sexy gorilla died." His last words were, "I'm the sexy gorilla, and I'm going to hell," which is something that I think about probably at least once a week. It just comes into my head, and I think about it.
God damn it!
I think if you really are going to talk about how muscular a monkey is, you got to shave it.
Yeah, because it's like under. It's like how a lot of poodles are tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be afraid to shave this monkey. This monkey's, you know,
it could
terrifying.
Hurt you. Who shaved that chimp? What a job!
I think he has alopecia.
I think that's right.
Would
you
want to
shave? Can you imagine the look you'd get?
I would shave myself in front of that monkey before shaving the monkey.
You know, this is going to sound weird. He does look finished to me.
Yeah,
you feel like that like bowl cut is doing a lot of work.
I believe, yeah.
The underbite.
Can you imagine walking into your job and what do I do today? And like, you're shaving a chimp? I'd quit. The moment I'd walk out the door.
There's just no way. But let's say this. Shave that monkey, the muscular monkey,
yeah.
And then put him up next to the shaved chimp, and then we have a real contest for ourselves. why am I talking so?
Then we can have a real discussion. it's been fantastic. You like ended a couple like of the things with like a very confident sign off, and it's been bringing me a lot of joy.
I just have no idea.
Newscasting ability.
Yeah.
Look. Is this the most muscular monkey? We'll keep it in the running for now, but we're not going to know unless it's
wild
shaves.
Animals are muscular. Like, this is not news, you know? I guess it's just people love a little fat little monkey. that's what this all comes down. People love a monkey.
They do. Because, you know.
Like, cows are ripped, sort of. Bulls?
A lot of bulls are ripped, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's another ripped animal?
Like Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another ripped animal.
Famous guest that we want to have. Another ripped animal would be
pit bulls are very ripped.
Pit bulls.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a tiny ripped animal.
Ooh. I feel like if you shaved a squirrel, they'd be like wiry. They'd be like they'd probably
yeah,
have like
some wiry
little
strength.
Squirrel abs.
Well, pretty much every animal, like the second you try to get to do something they doesn't want to do, it's like, oh, this is life or death. Like that's like they immediately turn into, you know, okay, fine, like let's do this.
Do birds have muscles?
I mean they must.
I assume so.
Nah, I think they just have like
But they have to. They can't. They
like
probably
a chicken
have very
meat
low
is
muscle mass because they have to fly. So
chicken
to
meat
be,
is muscle.
Yeah, but it's like chickens don't really fly. Like they can.
They have hollow bones.
They can glide along. Bones, they can get a little scoot going, but they can't. But I think
you can't really.
They have
like
to run. They
true,
have to run, as we know from the 2000 film
from Mel Gibson.
I think a true
thank
flyer.
You, thank you, Mel.
A true flying bird cannot have that much muscle. And on the other end, I feel like an ostrich or an emo are probably very ripped because they don't have to worry about getting
emos are absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, they're awful.
Mel Gibson asking the other chickens if they're Jewish.
I don't see why that's relevant, Mel.
His name is Mel.
Yeah, his name is Mel in the movie.
Yeah, he's Mel the chicken.
Yeah. Left a very angry voicemail for a hen. All right.
He's like audibly drunk in most of the takes.
Yeah. And then a bunch
of these chickens are here.
And then a bunch of people were like, we need to give this chicken another chance.
I've got just the movie. He has a beaver that's a puppet, and everyone's going to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Jodie Foster's movie?
Yeah, she directed it and wrote it.
Why, dude? Why would you put Mel Gibson in that?
They're friends,
I don't know, because he's the best person for the role?
Yeah.
What?
He's a cool guy, obviously.
With a great record.
Yeah.
So look.
We'll forever miss... You know, it hurts not to be able to watch What Women Want anymore, now that Mel Gibson.
Well, now we have
canceled.
What Men Want.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Is that the same thing?
It is the same
thing. Yeah.
It's just a woman in the bathroom putting on, like, not heels and being like, whoa! That's that movie.
It's a woman in a man's world, and she knows what the men want. And most of it is presumably about wanting to have sex, if I had to assume.
You know what I'd interested in? What Women Want, isn't the thing that makes him be able to understand women's thoughts is literally a suicide thing. A fucking hairdryer falls in the bathtub, right?
I don't know. I think that in what Men Want, she like drinks like a weird like
potion.
No, she drinks like a
she
weird
drinks
tea,
the tea
and then she hits her head or something from the trailer. I think what men
that
well,
is, you're asking the viewer to pull a lot of weight with.
I think
she drank a weird tea and hit.
Well,
her
no, like
head.
Erykah Badu plays like a psychic lady or something, and she gives her this thing to drink,
and then hits her in the
and
head.
Then she hits her head like when she's at the club later.
Oh, gotcha.
Look,
well,
I don't know.
Time to see a woman and drink some weird tea, and then I'm off to the club.
That's right. Anyone who's seen the trailer will know this is accurate, but I think in What Women Want, he had like a tumor, right? Wasn't it like Phenomenon?
I don't remember.
No. I really think that a hairdryer falls in the bath when he's in it, and instead of dying, he is like, whoa.
He's like, now he knows how to end up with Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what happens?
It's not a brain tumor.
What a weird...
Well, I'm going to put a hairdryer in the bathtub
tonight.
That
seems so dangerous, too. Like, to put that in a movie that's like a family movie. Like,
it was the 90s. Anything went...
It's not that family a movie.
Yeah, I know, but it's still like...
Yeah, it's literally What Women Want. Not a family movie
I
at all.
I feel like the thing that is known as, like, what kills you should not be, like, used as a thing that
but like
is fine.
There was way more leeway back then for, like, darker themes in a comedy.
Yeah, but it's like... It's not like,
yeah, very
it's
bad
like oh, I fell with a noose around my neck, and now I can talk to dogs. Like, what the fuck is going
I thought
on?
That was Dr.
Is he just
Doolittle.
Dead the whole time? Maybe he's a ghost. Maybe that's what that movie is.
You're now conflating a bunch of different movies from the 90s.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg shot him at the beginning of the movie. And now I can hear women's thoughts.
I'm just saying perhaps the reason that Mel Gibson...
That's like Donnie Wahlberg in the shower impression.
I'm saying that perhaps the reason that Mel Gibson is able to hear women's thoughts
Haley
in the Joel movie...
Osment.
In
I
the
hear
movie,
what women want.
In the movie, What Women Want is because he has crossed the border between life and death and is now in a different realm.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's fair. That's
Mel
valid.
Gibson's just like, I know what women want. They want me to be blown before a hot tub.
Before a hot tub.
You know what happens after you die? I do. You learn what women want.
I'm imagining a drunk adult Mel Gibson demanding hot tub like a noun. Like rubber baby bib, like heavy baby bib. Like, hot tub, hot tub.
That's pretty much what it was like. He's pretty scary. He's very angry.
He's
not a good guy.
This guy's mad.
Have him on the show?
Yeah, have him on the show.
Yeah.
We'll
see if we can get him. He's got that big beard now.
Yeah, we're going to tell...
You can talk beard. About having a big beard.
Yeah, we'll just tell him... We'll get him and Russell Crowe in a room and not tell either of them why they're there and just see what happens.
They're both Australian.
That's what they'll figure out.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is an Australian thing.
You're Australian? Oh, cool.
Oi.
Oi. Me too.
Well, Russell Crowe can smash Mel Gibson with a phone, and that's actually good.
Yeah.
That'd be a net positive result.
We would support it.
UFC should get on that. Just Mel Gibson and Russell Crowe. Let him go at it.
Russell
no
Crowe,
rules.
He'll block you on Twitter.
No
Blocked
rules.
Plonker. That's his classic move.
No rules, just right.
No holds barred, no rules, just right.
Right. UFC Steakhouse, welcome.
Now let's get it on. You guys remember Judge Mills Lane? Let's get it on. Celebrity death match.
That's coming back.
They should. They had so many more. Now it's going to be two YouTube shitheads no one's ever heard of fighting each other. Like, who is this going to be for?
Yeah, get Lily Singh put in a headlock or some shit. Yeah.
This is Ninja, the video game guy, is fighting Jake Paul. What's happening.
That did happen. Like, Logan Paul fought KSI.
He fought somebody. The celebrity deathmatch chat would be like, it'd be like the guy from Vsauce versus like
versus one of the trick shot guys.
Yeah, versus the whole Dude Perfect crew.
Yeah,
versus Dr. Jordan B. Peterson.
Yeah,
the only celebrities that matter now. Ben Shapiro versus.
They should do a celebrity death match that's
just Dude Perfect.
They should do a celebrity death match that's just like right wing internet piece of shits. They're just fucking killing each other all the time. Like,
let's make it. Start a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That's where resources should go.
Well,
we did it.
We did it, folks.
Hey,
that's a
best of luck to the muscular monkey. She's a powerful woman, and she knows what monkey men want. I don't know, probably.
I can't.
I'm just trying to tie everything together.
Yeah, I just don't think it adds anything to this story to bring up that she's a woman. She's a muscular monkey already.
Yeah, so Luke, where can people what do you got going on? Where can people see your little skits these days?
I got
where can
some
people get
skits?
An argument with you about movies where you're wrong.
At Luke Monis on the social, LUKEMONES. And I'm headlining here on the 12th, Stand Up New York, April 12th.
Oh yeah.
April 12th. Is that Friday?
That's Friday, April 12th, 7:30.
Hey,
it's gonna be fun.
He's a funny guy. Come check it out.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Then go directly to Karma Lounge.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. It actually people will be able to make both.
Yeah. Exactly.
Finally. Yes. Thank you.
The after party is at Bad Karma.
Yeah.
it's gonna be sick. Before we get chased upstairs. yeah. So April 12th, do that. Check him out on the stuff. He's a very funny guy. He's got good stuff going on that we enjoy. That's the way I say it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, it's two very times. Welcome. Two times.
The Two Timers Club.
Well, we don't have Kath here. Should we even do plugs?
Yeah.
This is the only one who ever
I have nothing to plug. We'll just plug the stuff for the podcast.
I don't have anything either.
Hey, we got if you like this, you want more of it, patreon.com/whatatimepod. We've got a whole buttload of episodes archived there that you can check out.
Yeah. Listen to them all.
We've also got the TeePublic. We're going to hopefully do, I don't know, some new shirt designs soon, but we got some stuff up there. We'll put a link in the description. You can check that out.
Tweet at us with if you have things that you would like to get on a shirt. Why not?
Yeah,
I didn't even tell you this yet, but I'm working on a hot pin connect. So high quality pin possibilities.
I'd like a What a Time pin.
Yeah, well, wait.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
No, I'd like one now.
I don't know. Hey, if you like the show, give us a review on iTunes. That seems like a thing that helps with things.
Text your friends about it.
Yeah, make your, like I said, tie down, I don't know, shove your boss and tell him to listen to it.
Yeah, take a cop's gun. Replace it with an iPod full of this podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Conduct an open carry in a post office with the listening to the podcast out loud.
They have to listen to it.
Yeah, they must.
It's in the Constitution.
I believe so.
Page one. Check it out.
Yeah, exactly. According to my pocket constitution, listen to the podcast.
I, if you ever consider a change of careers, I think you could have a future as a very convincing lawyer that is absolutely wrong and just just wins the courthouse with the courtroom over with like just a Southern lawyer.
Yeah. Your Honor, what is the law? What are laws really?
Yeah.
Am I having a meltdown?
Am I having a panic attack?
You would, like, in some small town, you would win every case just inventing amendments.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you would be disbarred.
Yeah.
As soon as, like, any case got actual, like, attention.
Yeah,
the
media. Listen, this is a viable career for me.
We'll
look into it.
You get out.
No rules, just right.
That's right. Best of luck.
Jesus Christ.
Luke, thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
See you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.